بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am your humble host, Ata. With me in the studio, we have Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So, during the recent imposed war against Islamic Republic of Iran by Zaya American forces, we could see that, especially on the social media, so many people talked about the concept of aggression and oppression, okay? This is the concept that Islamic Republic of Iran from day one in 1971, we can say, was after eradicating, I mean, the aggressors and the oppressors all across the world, what we call Zalameen, should be eradicated. And we must be after the rights of the Mazlumeen or the oppressed. So now one major question might be that, so is it a political concept or religious Islamic concept? If religious Islamic concept, how the religion of Islam and the belief system of Islam, we can say, defend this idea that one should stand resolutely against oppression and bullying and aggression all across the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So the concept is beyond being just an Islamic concept. It's a human concept as well, right? That as human beings, we understand that this is not right. You know, a child understands that, you know, the bully on the playground, you know, taking his money and you know, lunch money, all these things, that's wrong. That's something that, you know, we must take a stand against. And if his friends don't take a stand, you know, don't help him take a stand against that bully, then he thinks that they have done something wrong as well, right? So I think it's a human concept. And of course, Islam being the religion of the, you know, human nature, fitrah, it is in accordance with that, and it's an Islamic concept as well, that if a nation, if some people, they're trying to take the wealth of other people, bully them, you know, subdue them to their own wills, then if, you know, they're doing it that to, you know, us as Muslims, then we have to take a stand against that. If we see that they're doing that to other Muslims, then we have to go and support those other Muslims. If we see that they're doing that to non-Muslims even, right? Mm-hmm. People who are just normal people, we have to take a stand against that. And that is a duty that we as Muslims, you know, that's on our shoulders.
And this is that subconsciously, so many people know it in their presupposition. They know that, as you said, regardless of the tongue, regardless of the race, regardless of the ethnicity, language, region, okay? So many people must stand against oppression and aggression. I think that oppression, aggression have root in arrogance of the people, which is a satanic temptation. So all in all, at the end of the day, you could see that. So religious beliefs are hand in hand, as you said, the humane values all across the world. And this is why, for example, from day one, you could see that when the prophets were sent down to earth, when the infallible imams were, for example, going on the pulpits and talking about one of the duties of the rulers, it was standing against oppression and aggression. So human dignity is what I think is very much valued in Islam. The karama, the izzah, okay, the honor and the karama of the human beings. But unfortunately, today we could see that the enemies of humanity, is better to call it, as you said, nice words, are against human dignity and human values. I mean, they are against, for example, the karama and the honor of the people of Palestine, the people of Islamic Republic of Iran, the people of Yemen, the people of Syria, everywhere, okay? You could see that they step over there, and the first thing that they do is to demolish a type of human value.
So this is very important, how Islam sees the human being. versus how these people see the human being.
Very good. Right?
So Islam, it views the human as a potential Khalifatullah, right? Somebody who has the potential of reaching, you know, very high status, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single human being is extremely, extremely valuable because he has that potential, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him, you know, ashraful makhluqat, the greatest of all beings. So every single person is made different by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is made in a special way and has this innate kirama, innate dignity and respect according to Islam. And therefore, you know, all people are valuable, their lives are valuable, their wealth is valuable, and Islam respects all of that. But if you contrast that to how these people, the oppressors, they see, you know, other people, they don't look at them that way, because they're looking at people just from a materialistic point of view. You know, in the materialistic point of view, everything is, well, equal, and everything is mundane, and everything is just, you know, made of matter, right? And if that is a perspective they come and look at human beings, then, you know, there is not, it's difficult to give that value to the human being.
All right.
Okay. And then because of that, because of their mentality, they're able to now do all kind of oppression. They're able to justify it. They're able to justify it for themselves and even others as well. Right, that, you know, if I can take it, why shouldn't I take, you know, what is theirs?
And the defenseless people all across the world are the main victims of these bullies. We can say, politically speaking, nowadays around the world, there are so many bullies. I can call them, as I said, Zaya, American forces are at the top of the list. And then comes to some countries you don't believe. They are Muslim lands. I mean, you could see some the traces and the, we can't say, it's better to say, the steps of such Muslim lands in killing innocent people all across the world. For example, in Sudan.
Right.
You could see that Israel, we can't say, with the accomplice of some of these so-called, we can't say, Muslim lands, have started killing innocent people in Sudan or the other parts of the world, the defenseless people. Now,
The
major question is that, are they playing by the game of the oppressors? They themselves are now become the victims of these oppressors or not?
They as in the Muslim countries.
Yeah, as in Muslim countries,
So they are definitely not victims, right? They are playing a part in this. They are, you know, instead of valuing the values of Islam and living by those values, and therefore try to help these poor nations and try to even help the other Muslim nations and be aligned with the Muslims, they have gone under, in Islamic terms, they've gone under the wilaya of these non-Muslims, Israel and America. Now, the system in place in the world, it is upheld by these, you know, so-called superpowers, right? So the United States and Israel and these people. And the main culprit in all of this that is happening, we have to point our fingers to them. That they are the people who are upholding the system. They're the people who are behind it. They're the people who are enabling it. And they're the people who are more benefiting from it the most. And within the system now, you have these other nations as well who are aligned with them. And they, you know, like the United Arab Emirates and these other, you know, nations who are aligned with them. And they are, you know, helping them do the oppression and the injustice to other nations.
That's right.
So the real fight then is against America and Israel.
Yes.
Right? Because they are upholding this system. And yes, you know, these other nations, unfortunately, they have also, you know, aligned themselves with them. And to that extent, we have to also condemn them and,
that's right,
if the need be, you know, stop them through force as well.
Okay. So there were some people all across the world who criticized the system of the thoughts of the Islamic Republic of Iran, that why do you always criticize these bullies all across the world? Let's have a peaceful life with them. You know, step by step, they are going to take your land. This is what Israel during all these 80 years did. And with the last president of the United States of America, we can't say Donald Trump, you could see that aggression and oppression become more and more. Mm-hmm. In his campaign, I could remember he said that I will end the wars, but so many wars started during. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked by the presence of some of the so-called muftis or the sheikhs in his campaign, United mm-hmm. States of America, endorsing his campaign, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is really what we don't understand, that this man, Netanyahu, or Donald Trump, they are the fruits of a system of thought, okay? Mm-hmm. So they are the fruits of an ideology. I mean, this person goes, the next comes, and there is no difference between the, whether you call from the donkey's part or the elephant parts, mm-hmm. or the Democrats or the Republican. Right. So, I mean, this is the point. And this is what, alhamdulillah, after the war against Iran, so many people all across the world, especially in some Muslim lands. I know, for example, the case of Bangladesh. For example, over there, now there are so many Sunni sheikhs who says that when we say Allahu Akbar, it means that Allah is greater than the missiles of United States of America. Mm-hmm. So now we could see that they are defending the whole realm of the Muslims all across the world.
Right. So Iran's role, you know, even though some people come and criticize and all of that, why don't you just live your life? And that's just an attitude that is a very, well, un-Islamic attitude.
Very good.
But also like an inhuman attitude as well, right? Like, basically, this is what the oppressors want as well, right? That if we are oppressing one people, then they tell everyone else to just go keep living your lives. Mm-hmm. If you try to enter this, then you will have to pay for it as well. You live your lives, don't worry about that. You know, we'll take over Palestine, we'll take over Gaza, commit the genocide and everything. Just live your life, don't say anything, right? And we as human beings know that that's not the right attitude to have. And throughout the world, you know, people of conscience, they have taken a stand. Mm-hmm. Despite the difficulty that has come to them, despite the sacrifices that they have to make. Yes. You know, just as an example of this flotilla right now again.
Sumud one.
Yes. And, and you know, and it's not the first one. They have been before. And so they know what will happen, mm-hmm. right? And it happens every time that they go on these boats. And when they're getting closer to the occupied territories,
they're blocked.
Blocked. They're you know arrested and tortured.
And tortured.
Right? So this is what happened last time. It's what happening this time as well. But because they know that what is happening is wrong, and they have to take a stand. Like the humanness in them is speaking out. Right. They take that stand, and they know it's the right stand. And this is what Jamhuri Islami, this is what Iran is doing as well.
Okay.
They know that they'll have to pay a price for it, right? And they have paid a price for it.
We,
you know, Iran lost its beloved leader, right? But this is the right stand, so they take it.
That's it. A kind of sense of lethargy or laziness or a kind of reluctance first through their tools is instilled in the human beings all across the world, making them heedless of what's happening around you. And then step by step, they do their things. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in order to make a community and a society lazy, so we have to go through your tools. Different industries now are at work. Mm-hmm. It could be entertainment industry, it could be porn industry, it could be game industry, okay? So through all these tools, first of all, they instill a kind of heedlessness among the people, even Muslim lands all across the world. So let's be passive. Mm-hmm. We will offer you a good life, a good, cozy, comfortable life. And then step by step, they are going to do their oppression ruthlessly all across the world.
That's completely true. And the question is this, that, you know, that all of us have to ask, you know, throughout the world, am I okay with, you know, just having this wealth while, you know,
just sitting down and watching?
Just watching and just living while these people are dying and killing, being killed. And is it just fine that I have nothing to do with this? Right?
Yes.
So that's what they want.
All right.
And us as human beings, we know that that's not right. And we have to take a stand.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sayyid Zain, for your nice elaboration and answer to the question, why should one as a Muslim, or as a human being, it's better to say, stand resolutely against a bully and an oppressor. It was very kind of you to say it.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, question and answer on Islamic beliefs. Even one-line post on the social media condemning the, we can say, these bullies and oppressions all across the world can make a change. So let's not be passive, be active, at least on the social media. Write something in defense of the rights of the people of Palestine, the people of Yemen, the people of Islamic Republic of Iran. For more information on this program, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن